Hi, this is Bria Barthel, and today I'm talking about books with Stephanie Dudek, the Adult Services and Reference Librarian at Troy Public Library. Stephanie, Happy New Year. What do you have for us this time?
Happy New Year. Glad to be here. I have a few books that I am ready to talk to you about today. We have February coming up, which is Black History Month, so I wanted to highlight a new book in our collection. It's called Colorization, 100 Years of Black Films in a White World. This book has gotten a lot of attention recently. The author was interviewed on NPR. He said growing up, he saw mostly white actors on television and in movies. So he's really delved in deep to black actors and directors and people in the movie business over the past 100 years, spanning from the silent movie era to present day. And it kind of examines how black movies were shaped by both societal taboos, politics, and just the business, what Hollywood thought people wanted to see, different characters that black actors played over the years, and kind of how their roles changed as the century went on.
We're recording this just a few days after Sidney Poitier's death, so this seems an appropriate time to talk about the book. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's a very good book for those who are either interested in movies or just want to know more about black history. And then the second book that I have to talk to you about is going to be the book we're reading for our February adult book group meeting, and that's on February 7th at 6:30 in the evening. And this again is a hybrid program, so attendees can come either in person or on Zoom. We are reading White Teeth by Zadie Smith. White Teeth was Zadie Smith's first novel. I was reading reviews of it earlier. I'm really looking forward to reading it. It sounds wild. It centers on two friends who are World War II vets living in London, England, Archie and Samad. Archie is from England, Samad is from Bangladesh. Samad immigrates to England after the war, and he marries his wife in a traditional arranged marriage, while his friend Archie, after having one wife walk out on him, he plans to attempt suicide and then is interrupted and on a whim goes to a New Year's Eve party and meets his second wife. And the book centers on the families of these two friends in the backdrop of London, England, and its changing relationship with the immigrant population. And then the third book that I'm going to talk to you about today is one that I finished recently and enjoyed. It's a little more lighthearted than the first two. This is The Last Graduate by Naomi Novik. It's the sequel to the first book in this series, A Deadly Education. I enjoy Novik's books because they're kind of like fairy tales for adults. And this series revisits the popular trope of magical boarding schools. The main character is a girl named Elle who is sent to what is essentially the equivalent of Hogwarts from hell. The school has no teachers, it's full of dangerous monsters that are constantly killing the students, and the students really only formulate friendships based on who would be valuable for their survival. Elle is particularly unpopular because her natural talent is for murdering and destruction, and she is generally unpleasant as a person. Novik is really good at creating these imaginative magical worlds, and it's fun to get sucked in and be along for the ride. I will warn you, The Last Graduate has a major cliffhanger, and the third book has not come out yet, so be warned. And then I did want to just touch on some other resources that we have at the library. We just added the Mango language database to our collection. You only need a library card to create an account. You can access it on our website, thetroylibrary.org, and there are tutorials to help you learn pretty much any language you can think of. They had a very long list. It's not just Spanish or French. There's a very long list of available languages.
I know that books can be borrowed by people who have library cards from another library. Is that also true for using the Mango software?
It's only for Troy patrons, but if you live in the city of Troy, this is a very good resource. And it's not just English speakers wanting to learn another language. You can learn English from, if you have a different first language as well. And then there's its companion database, Little Pym, which is essentially the same, but just the version that's geared towards kids.
And that what the Little Pym language learning software for kids is also just available if you're a Troy patron, if you're from Troy?
Yeah, and that's accessible from our website right now.
Do you know if other local libraries have Mango or Little Pym?
A number of them do. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure which ones do and don't. This was a database that used to be universally accessible from all Upper Hudson Library system libraries. Some have hung on to it. We just recently introduced it. But if you're not a Troy patron, check with your own local library. There's a good chance that they may offer it as well.
Great, and I'll have the link to the UHLS, Upper Hudson Library System website, in the information online for this segment.
A lot of local libraries have it, so even if you're not a Troy patron, it's worth checking to see, because I tested out some of the tutorials, and really it makes learning the language fairly painless. And then I just wanted to highlight a couple programs that we have coming up.
I just wanted to mention that learning a language is supposed to be one of the best brain-stimulating exercises. And so if people have a resolution to learn a new language, this is a good way to pursue it.
Oh, it definitely is. I've been wanting to eventually travel to another country, but I've always been afraid of going somewhere where I don't know the language and can't get around by myself. So, I mean, it's a wonderful resource.
And you said you have another one for us?
So we have a couple of programs coming up that I just wanted to highlight. We have our reoccurring Understanding Shakespeare program, which we hold on Thursday nights. We're starting a new session that's going to start January 27th and run through February 24th. We are reading Shakespeare's Cymbeline. It's a 5-session program, and each session we cover one act of the play. And Tom Bulger, who is a Shakespeare scholar and former professor at Siena College, leads this workshop. And then we have a craft program coming up, which is Written in the Stars, Constellation Embroidery. So if you're looking for a new hobby to get into this year, and maybe embroidery sounds like something that you'd like to try, this would be your chance. We provide all of the supplies, the embroidery hoops, fabrics, patterns, and one of our librarians on staff will be teaching the techniques. And that is also going to be available both in person or through Zoom, depending on your preference. If you do plan to attend through Zoom, you do have to come pick up the materials in advance so you can follow along at home. And you do have to register for this program. We are limiting it to 10 people just because of the amount of supplies we have. But that promises to be a lot of fun, so sign up if you can.
And is that geared for experienced crafters or beginners? Or
this is it's an adult program, but it's geared towards beginners. You don't have to have a wealth of knowledge about sewing.
Anything else for us this time?
Just enjoy reading. Winter's a great time to be stuck inside reading, and I know I have a long to read list that I'd like to get through this year, and come visit us.
And this has been Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine talking about books with Stephanie Dudek, the Adult Services and Reference Librarian at Troy Public Library. Stay tuned for our program in February, but Stephanie, thanks for the work today.
Thanks so much for having me.